Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for June 27th, 2026. And I'm very, very grateful to be with you as we take a look at a very interesting question. For some reason lately, I've been getting the same kinds of questions, and I understand why. I totally get it. It seems that there's a lot on people's minds about their future, especially when you think in terms of how we're being run politically and socially in this country. So I get it. So if you find these programs a little repetitious, I hope it doesn't bother you. The first one comes from Kelly. Kelly lives in Northern California and asks the questions, do we really need to meditate? Things are the way they are in this world, and nothing's going to change them. Why meditate? Kelly. Kelly, I understand why you would say this and what your concerns would be. I really do. We're not here to change the world. We can't change the world. It's just not going to happen. The world is going to be the way the world is. People are the way they are. And they don't even know why they are the way they are. They have no clue whatsoever. They have a little bit of like, well, I'm like my mother or I'm like my father kind of thing. And that would be true. But the fact of the matter is, most of us do not know why we are the way we are. We don't understand what we need to understand in order to live. We have no tolerance, no sense of hither or yon. We just don't have it. We're so busy in our biology, in our human psychology that is run by our biology and our inherited whatever, that we fall into the demise of the part of us that is very dark and oftentimes very indifferent to the manner of the way. It's very, very difficult for most people to understand this, much less think, I have this to deal with and that to deal with, and I just don't have the patience or understanding even to deal with myself. There are certain things, Kelly, you need to understand about your life, things that are very important. And if you don't understand them, if they are not clear to you, if they are not prevalent in your life, if there is no sense of, you know, goodness within you, then you're going to miss what this is all about. Meditation is not to change the world. It's to reveal the true love that lives within us, the true essence of us as love. And with all that being said, it is more than important to meditate, to bring a sense of inner peace. You are right. The world is the way the world is, and it's not going to change, and that is absolutely on point. But the question is not the world, but can you and I change? Can we move from what we were to what we are? Can we understand what is necessary to live in this lifetime, in this world? The various principles of kindness, compassion, mercy. You have to be very generous here. In this world, you have to be very, very generous. And most people are not even remotely interested in generosity. They are interested only in what they can get, what they can have. It has to make sense to them. Meditation is about removing the quote-unquote sensibilities of us for the sake of awareness, for the sake of realization, coming to the total realization of what we are and who we are. Now, if you don't have that, if you don't live in that, if that is not something that interests you, then you are subject to all the crazy Goombas of this world, including ourselves, that just simply do not care to understand nor have any sense of ilk towards love. Now, I know everybody likes to think that they know what love is, but I can guarantee you, out of many, many years of being a teacher, that we don't. The worst part is that we don't even care to understand why we are the way we are and why we don't care about love. Love is not a passion. It is not an emotion. It is a sacred place in your soul. And if you find your soul within you, you have found love. If you find love, you have found the sacred soul. This will, well, bring about all sorts of different postures within you, different changes. It will bring about insight, compassion, love. It will bring about everything that is deeply important to the life we live. But the problem with most of us is we're not interested, like you are not interested. You have rationalized your evil enough in this question to say, what's the worth? How good can this be? It isn't going to change the many people in this world. No, it's not. And that's an excuse. That's the dark side. That's just an excuse. What we don't seem to understand is the manner of the heart and the way. And how would I ever bring you to something that would be deeply important, that would change the way you operate, change the way you live your life? How would I do that? I don't think it can be done. I have a lot of people that I know who are friends. I ran into one at the local supermarket, and I hadn't seen him in years, not years. He used to walk down on Scenic and take a walk with his wife, but I haven't seen him in so long. And he said to me, first thing, are you still pitching your cause to the world? And I said, well, I'm still teaching. And he said, a lot of good it's doing, huh? He's a very pessimistic kind of guy. He said, I've never understood why meditation and all of that stuff, as he calls it, would be worth anything. It takes a certain kind of person to meditate. It takes a certain kind of posture, a certain kind of motivation. You have to want to go beyond the confines of a mind that is always in the predatory mode, wanting to kill, wanting to, you know, control, wanting to govern. You have to get beyond that mind. And this kind of primitive mindset is natural in a human being, but it doesn't do us any good at all. I've had many people come in my career, come and sit with me for a while, for years, months, days, whatever, and get nothing, absolutely nothing, because they fought the process all the way through. The process of awakening, the process of self-realization, the process of understanding, they just let it all go. And they threw the baby out with the bathwater. These people are not necessarily happy people. They go on and say, see, I was right. This meditation stuff is just crap. And they don't see it for what it really is. So there's nothing I can say to you, Kelly, that would ever appease or satisfy your conclusion. You are what you are, and you are a part of this world, and you are either for it or against it. If you're for it, you just live in apathy. And you don't do anything with the meaning of your life at all. You don't do one single thing. But if you have an inkling, if you have any inkling at all within you, something that would give you some sense of love, some sense of goodness, some sense of beauty, if you have any of that within yourself, then you have the way, the truth, and the light. And that will help you immensely in everything you do, in everything that you face in this world. So let love live you. I don't know if this, you know, could possibly help you, but I'm hoping that it gave you at least a hint of what's going on. Thank you for listening, Kelly, and I'm very grateful for your question. Please forgive me. Namaste.